anger sway a city full of bread and women. You were a snake. And indeed, you have become a dragon. You had only one head. Now you have seven heads.
No, animal-like.
If you're that, what is it? You want to eat and have sex. And that's it. Look at the animals. They want not to be eaten. Eat and reproduce, period. He says, if you're like that, okay, you were little, now you're grown up, you're bigger. But you are not better, you're just bigger. So what? You haven't changed at all. This is the trick. We are talking about changing inside, being different, not to grow. Because that grow is temporary. Look around you. They grow up and they die, period. Here we are talking about something different which could happen to you. Yes?
Pull the snare to pieces. Burn the bait. Open new doors in this tenement. Oh, sturdy beggar.
You are imprisoned in the needs of the animal. And that's where you're living. You're trying to feed this animal and protect it. Let go. Because the end of the animal is what? Nothing. Death. What about having? When you die, whatever you have is not yours anymore. So you don't have it. Let go of that to understand that you could have something that it doesn't go away. It doesn't fade. Even after your death, you will be worth it even after your death. Yes?
Oh, sturdy beggars, unless you are a lover of God, you have only an echo, like the unconscious mountain. Why should the mountain possess a voice of its own? The echo is reflected from another, oh, trusty people. In the same fashion as your speech is the reflection of another, so all your feelings are nothing but a reflection. Both your anger and your pleasure are reflected from others. Like the joy of the procuress and the rage of the night patrol. Pray. What did that poor fellow do to the night patrol that he should punish and torment him in revenge? How long the glittering phantom reflected from another? Strive to make this actual for yourself, so that your words will be by your immediate feelings, and your flight will be made with your own wings.
This is it. So, how long do you want to do that, the animal life, to be happy with the happiness of nonsenses, to talk, to react, and blah, 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 blah. there is a moment that you will be you, and the outcome is yours. So you will find your essence of being, that feeling inside. Yes?
It is with alien feathers that the arrow captures its prey. Consequently, it gets no share of the bird's flesh.
Yeah. When you throw an arrow, that stuff which is going has some wings. This is the wing of other bird. So when it hunts, it doesn't taste that stuff. Means that this arrow is doing the hunting, but this is not the hunting that we are talking about. We are talking about a hunting that you do and you taste it. That's why you hunt. Yes?
The falcon brings its quarry from the mountains itself. Consequently, the king lets it eat partridge and starve. The speech that is not from inspiration springs from self-will. It is like dust in the air and among the motes of the sunbeams.
I don't know the translation, the speech, because it's the logic. It says the logic which is not coming from that stuff which comes to us is nothing. It's like the wind. It doesn't matter. The animal logic really doesn't matter, because it's like everything else. We are talking about beyond that logic, something which is not logical, but you have to get it somehow to know it. Yes?
If this saying appear to the Hojas in this room to be erroneous, recite a few lines at the beginning of Surah Wal Najm, down to the words, Muhammad does not speak from self-will. 'Tis only gained by inspiration. Oh, Ahmad, since you despair not of receiving inspiration, leave investigation and conjecture to the corporealists. For in case of necessity, a carcass is lawful. But there is no need to investigate or search for the Qibla. In the Kaaba of Union, whoever willfully adopts a heresy without investigation and the utmost efforts to discover the right way, the wind will lift him up and kill him, like the people of Ad. He is no Solomon, that it should waft his throne along.
What does that mean? Okay, you read, and what? What is he talking about? He's talking about nonsense. He's trying to bring everything together. Have you seen this paragraph? It's going on pages and pages and pages. And it's about what? About the second one. What do you see here for the second one? He brings in the little examples of this and that and that to make some meaning maybe to give you the feeling, to say that this is what I'm talking about. Here, he puts the opposites together to show you the difference. That, let's talk about the magic of the wind. The wind will kill this one and will carry the chair of that one. Wind is wind. What does that mean? It means that the wind is the wind. It depends who you are. Because we are not talking about the action of this universe. We are talking about your reaction to it. How do you deal with it? Logically, do you remember your logic was funny? We talked about it. Because logically, for you, something is good or bad, right? Haha. Beyond the logic, we know that everything is good and bad. Depends. Nothing is absolutely bad or absolutely good. This is what we want to talk about. When we talk in that dimension, we are not talking about the relative differences. Total differences. To understand what's going on. So, the examples are being repeated and some part of it is difficult even to read because it's a mixture of Persian, Arabic, Quran and chick code of this and that to explain this difference. Yes.
For us, and those like them, the wind is a treacherous character, as a lamb in the hands of a glutton, which he lays in his lap as though it were his own child, and carries away to slaughter like a butcher. That wind was for Ad because of their pride. They, indeed, deemed it as a friend. It was really a stranger. When, of a sudden, it turned its coat, that, quote, evil comrade shattered that piecemeal. Shattered the wind, for the wind of self-will is a great temptation before it shatters you like art. Hood also admonished them, saying, oh, prideful folk, this wind will tear out of your hands the skirt to which you are clinging. The wind is God's army, and in hypocrisy has it embraced you for a few days. And only in hypocrisy has it embraced you for a few days. Secretly, it is loyal to its creator. When the appointed term arrives, the wind will throw up its hands and desert you. See how the wind passes through the mouth, coming and going at every moment in advance and retreat.
You see, he went to the story of Ad and Samud and the wind is killing this one and blah, 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 blah. And at the end came to the wind in your mouth when you're talking. This is what I'm talking about. What is this? What are you hearing? You're hearing what I want you to hear. I could cheat. I could lie. And you'd listen. Haha. This is